Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Amen. Good evening. This is Sister Mary. I'm with Iron Sharpens Iron, and I am blessed to be here with you all today. I just want to give God glory for being here another day, another week, another month. I just want to share briefly with you what God has placed in my heart. I don't have a particular topic. I just said I want to talk tonight. I just want to share God's goodness because the era we're in right now, the pandemic and the shutdown and just the world all around, what it's going through right now and what we're going through, I just felt like I wanted to talk to God's people and, you know, just shed some light on God, something we have done at times, but I just wanted to give him his reference today. I sit and think about all that's going on and who he is and who we are in him. And I just wanted to talk with my brothers and my sisters today a little bit. First, I want to say, you know, God, move me out the way. Lord, we ask you, Lord, that you might bless somebody's soul tonight, God, that you might move Mary out the way, God, that I might say something that might be a blessing and or a breakthrough for somebody, God, that I might encourage somebody, that I might uplift somebody. And I just thank you, God, in Jesus' name. I was preparing for tonight, and I was getting, you know, little notes that I wanted to share, you know, different topics and different little cliches together. And I ran across this little poem that I wrote, and I just wanted to share that first. It says, Lord, all I can say is thank you for letting me see this day. You've loved and protected and guided me and made ways for me out of no way. The enemy came so many times to kill, steal, and destroy. But through it all, I kept my praise, my hope, my faith, my joy. He knows he is defeated. He knows he can't prevail. Every tactic that he throws out there comes back a praise report to tell. Lord, I've learned to trust you daily, more than ever, day by day, and more. I'm watching mercy manifestations come to pass of things I've prayed and believed God for. I finally learned no matter how much I pray and fast and seek, some things will never happen because I didn't open my mouth to speak. So today I speak life to every dead thing in my way. I speak peace, be still, to every storm that tries to conjure up today. I speak long life and health to my mother, who gave life and love to me. I speak salvation to everyone globally, because it's needed and it's free. God, I promise to live for you and do your will and works. Love your people and spread your word both in and out of church. I want to take a moment before this day is done to say thank you and I love you to each and every one. Thank you to my church family, my children, and my grands, but most of all to Jesus, who holds us all safe in his hands. And I thought that was befitting for this time that we're going through. I don't have a date on that when I wrote it, but when I read it, I said, God, this is a right now word for a right now situation that we're going through. I just give God praise. I have been so blessed just in this week alone. I'm so overwhelmed with joy and just gratitude, because through this all, I haven't lacked anything. I haven't wanted anything. And God has been so good. He has sent things to me before I even could ask. And I just thank God for that. I do. I thank God that he reigns supreme in my life, and I just want to reverence him today. I just wanted to share some things, you know, a testimony or two, and shed some light. And if I get somebody that want to come in and share some testimony and some encouragement to me, or to other listeners, feel free, because this is what it's all about, because we have ignored God for so long. We have worshipped him somewhat, you know, here and there, but we never have given him the full magnitude that he deserves. And he's so gracious. And all I've been thinking all week was, God, and I ain't even worthy. But I just want to give him his due tonight and shed some word on him and show what he does for all of us through this pandemic. On Monday, I lost a really dear friend of mine. The coroner said to natural causes, and then I heard two, and then somebody else in the medical field said a heart attack. But nonetheless, I lost a friend, a brother in Christ, a fellow choir member, a praise a team member, somebody I sang duets with and just worship and edify and glorify God with on a regular basis. And I just was thinking about his life and reflecting on him. And even through this, God get the glory. And he just been showing me things. And you know, it made me sit and think some things out. I wanted to share some questions with the people out here tonight and just see where we are in Christ and see if we can't edify him, if that's okay. I just wanted to share a couple of quotes that came across me via my phone, whether it was social media or whether somebody sent it to me, that just edified and just confirmation on God is here. Someone sent me, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Jesus Christ. That was Philippians 4 and 6. I thank God for that because most of you know that my daughter was on the National Missing Persons List, and she was a runaway, and all because, you know, the devil had a hold on her. And in January, I sent her away because someone had threatened her life, and I sent her out of state for safety reasons. In the children's ward in Cincinnati, Ohio, at Children's Hospital, and I thank God that they kept her there for as long as they did, because he still showed me favor, because they only keep children 3 to 7 days, and she was there 60, and I thank God for that. But I had to go out and get her last Sunday. I had to drive to Cincinnati, Ohio, and pick her up and bring her home, which is what I didn't want to do because I was still fearful of her life. But yet I tell everybody everywhere that fear and faith don't go together. And I trust God, but the human side of us will rise up and the flesh will rise up. And you know, God spoke to me when I went to go to rent a car to go and get her. When I rented the car and I went to pick it up and the lady handed me the keys, my aunt had told me to rest in God. She said, rest in God. If you're going to trust him all the way, which is what I believed I was doing. But apparently I was trusting him with my lips, and my heart was far from it, because on the mother nurturing end, I was still, you know, a little worriation about my baby. But I thank God that he showed me signs and he talked to me. You know, when I went to pick up this car, they gave me a car. And when she handed me the keys, I said, okay, which car is it? And she laughed and she said, it's the only one I have. And I said, okay. And I went out there and it was red, which is my favorite color. So my friend that took me, she said, girl, it's red. I said, I see. And when we looked at the car, it was a Journey. And the Holy Spirit said, that's what you're going on, a Journey. I said, yeah, I'm going on a Journey, Lord, and I need you. And the license plate on the rental car was Ohio. So I said, God, that's you all day talking to me. He was saying, it's okay to go get your baby and bring her back here because you need to trust me. So I went and got my baby last Sunday, and I came back last Monday. And she was home with me all day Tuesday. And then she left my house and ran away again on Wednesday. And I said, okay. I didn't tell anybody she ran away on Wednesday. I didn't even bother to call my pastor and let him know. But on Thursday morning, my phone rang. It was my pastor. And he said, the Holy Spirit told me to call you and tell you rest in him. And I explained to him that my daughter had left again. And he said, well, I figured it had something to do with her, but the Holy Spirit said, rest in him. I said, I did, Pastor, because I fully rested in him. I said a prayer for her and rolled over and went to sleep. But I said all of that to say this, that God is ever present in our situation. He's not going to, just like with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he didn't put the fire out. He sent Jesus in there with them in the fire. So it's not what we're going through, it's who's going through with us. And that was a lesson for me. And I thank God. And on Monday when my friend passed, I didn't find out until Tuesday morning. And I called another sister in Christ, and I told her, and we went into prayer instantly. And the Holy Spirit said, I got him. He with me. He made it. And that's our goal, is to make it in. And we worshiped the whole day Tuesday. We worshiped all day long Tuesday, and God has spoken. But where are we as far as regarding God in our situations and trusting him? He's been showing me that it wasn't just a coincidence that in our 7-Up service that God said, gave me the phrase, shut up. Because he's been teaching me to shut up, hold up, wait up, and trust him. And even now, I was telling a sister today, shut up means, yeah, we're going to bite our tongue, and it hurts us to bite our own tongue, but it benefits us in the end. So I've been thinking about it, you know, all week and how good God is to me. I've had people come to my house and bring groceries that I didn't even ask for, and I was like, God, look at you. The Holy Spirit showed up at my house on Tuesday, and I mean, he showed up and he showed out. And I'm grateful because I was sitting there in tears, and the whole time we were in worship, and I was thinking, and I'm not even worthy, but in the midst of it all, God, you still remember me. And every prayer that I prayed for each of my children, the Holy Spirit spoke into their lives through that visitation on Tuesday. And I have been in awe all week about it. God is saying to you today, never forget, I'm always with you. In good times and in bad times, in joys and tears, in blessings and in trials, whatever you're going through, I'm right here beside you every step of the way. Don't worry too much. Remember who I am. Nothing is impossible for me. And trust me, and I'll take care of you. I have an amazing plan for you. And no matter what I'm going through in life, God always gives me Jeremiah 29:11, for he knows the plans he has for me. And I have to, and that's another thing that takes me right on back to trust, to trusting him. And I am just overwhelmed with joy and excitement and gratitude today. And I was sitting thinking this morning, about 6 o'clock this morning, I was sitting on the side of my bed, and I was thinking, Jesus' assignment was to seek and save. And that's what I spoke about in the poem that I read on the 7-Up service. To seek and save. This is the time we need to be seeking him, and this is the time we need to be searching for souls that need to be saved. We need to be the church that some people will only see. Some folks ain't gonna never go into the building, but they need to see Jesus when they see you. You might be the way in. I have a young man at my church. He's 16, and God has elevated him even through this pandemic. I have seen a growth spurt in him to the point that he even has an Instagram that he dedicated to God, and he's been having Bible studies. And he even said in Friday night service, he was testifying, and he said that he was allowed to encounter a young lady who was at the brink of suicide. That was his age. And God imparted some words through him for her, to the point where she gave her life to God, and that now she has a new burning desire for God, and that he was that bridge. You know, this is the time that we need to be getting as many souls as we can. We need to be telling everybody, be ready. Be ready. God is sending messages, and we need to take heed to them. On Tuesday, when my friend came over here to pray for me and my family, before I could even open the door for her, the Holy Spirit was over her so much, and she was out there anointing my windows and doors. And later on, the next day, my aunt called me from Philadelphia, and she said that a pastor had said something is getting ready to happen, and we need to anoint our windows and doors. And when I said that to my friend, what my aunt said, my daughter was doing my hair at the time, and she said, oh, my God, the Holy Spirit just told me the same thing, anoint my windows and doors. She said, I still got the oil in my purse because I just anointed your windows and doors. And I said, well, that's you know, that's one accord. That's connection. Like my pastor was saying today, when our cell phones get on 2 and 3 and 5%, we don't have no questions asked. We go straight to get a charger and plug it up so we can get power. That's what God said we need to be doing right now, plugging up in prayer and get that connection. Because as soon as you plug your phone up, it's instantly powered. It's instantly juicing up. It's being rejuvenated. And that's what we need to be doing in prayer right now in this pandemic, in this era of this coronavirus, or in whatever situation is going on in our lives. Sometimes it ain't just the coronavirus. Some folks ain't worried about the coronavirus. Some folks have other things going on. The young man that I lost at church on Monday, his son had just left him 2 or 3 days prior to go up to New York to bury his grandmother, who he lost from the coronavirus, and didn't know when he kissed his father goodbye and said, I'll be back, that he wouldn't never see him again. So some things are just beyond the pandemic. We just need God. But guess what? God blessed him because he had never met his father. He had 7 months to get to know his father, and his father introduced him to Christ. And he got saved. And he's been here in Augusta with us for 7 months. And I'm telling you, that boy is so embedded in Jesus. But God knew that he was going to need to be for a time like this in his life, where he now had to come home yesterday. He got home 2 o'clock this morning to set up the arrangements to bury his father. And in 4 days, has to turn around and go back to Jersey to actually bury his grandmother. These are the times that we need a Savior. We need to be seeking people who are scared. We need to be seeking those who are lost. They are definitely vulnerable, and this is when you can reach them, when they're susceptible, because they're wanting something. They're seeking something, and we need to be that vessel. We need to be that church that they find. Witnessing isn't an extracurriculum activity. It's your assignment. It's what we were created to do, win souls and worship God. That's all we were created to do, was win souls and worship God. That's our whole purpose for being here. And I had a question on my heart this morning at 6, said, what were you called to do? If somebody want to call in and tell me what you were called to do. We all have different things that we're called to do, like some water, some plant, and but God gets the increase. Everybody has a purpose. Like that young man at my church that's 16, his purpose, it may be to reach the young folks. His purpose, and he said the devil drug him around the last month or so that we've been locked down. Even his father opposed him and came against him. But he said then the God started changing his father's heart, and it all came out to the glory of God. And that's what he spoke about on Friday when we went to church. Whose life will you save? Whose life will you save? Some folks are on their last leg before they leave here. What impartation can we give them? Can we stop them from committing suicide? Can we comfort them when they lose a loved one during this time? And you can't even properly bury and honor your loved ones now. So you're going to not only lose them, but you can't even have your family around to support, love, and honor the one that was lost. We need each other. God's not going to die for you. He already did. He has done everything. When he hung on the cross, he said, it is finished, and everything that we need is already in us. So I was sitting here thinking, God, what are we going to do as the church? You don't have to study or learn this simply. We just tell what he already done for us. That's enough right there to encourage the next man to light that next match. You ever see the demonstration with the matches, and then when they were saying social distance yourself, they had a string of matches that was lighting each other, and then one stepped down, and then it stopped the fire? Are you that match that stepped down and let the fire cease right there? Or, you know, where are you in this? And that was a good question posed. I was saying to the young man who lost his father, I took him home with me today, this evening. He was a young man I had to take home. And I was asking him these questions like, you know, where are you in this? We tell the world what the world has done for us. You know, when the world does something, like if we get a discount on something or a sale on something, we run and tell somebody the discount and sale we got, and they run, go tell somebody and get the same discount and sale. We should be doing the same thing for Christ. We should be running, run tell that. Run tell what he's done. If he did it for you, he'll do it for me. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. And I just was thinking, you know, I couldn't wait to hear what some people are feeling or thinking during this pandemic and about God and what they're doing and where they are. Are there people in your life that hinder your impact on life? That's what was a question that I posed this morning in my heart. It's a lot that we have to think about. And y'all talk to me. I don't want to do all the talking, but I want to hear some stuff that help me keep going, you know, to encourage me in this time. It's just a lot. We just need to sit back and think, without him, where would we be and what's our part in this? What can we do to help the next man? This is our ministry. This is something that we should already be doing. But it's never too late. It's never too late. And I thank God. When Jeremiah 1:12 says, "Then said the Lord unto me, thou have well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it." He's waiting. He can do it. You know, many people are influential in your life, but how are they influential? Is it good? Is it bad? You know, we need to sit and think. Who will be a witness for the Lord? God isn't back yet, but his Holy Spirit is here. He wants to speak and bless others, but he needs you to do it willfully. He needs your lips. He needs your hands. He needs your, you know, desire to do that. He can just do it through you, but he wants you to want to do it. We self-world ages. He wants us to do it willingly. Will God ever say to you when you get to heaven, hey, others are here because of you. You want to meet them? You know, others made it in because you took the time to tell them about me. That's powerful. That is powerful information, because we need to be telling what God's doing, because he's doing something in all of our lives every day. And I just, you know, want to share and be a blessing to the next person. You know, the deepest level of worship is praising God in the spite of pain, thanking God during the trial, trusting God when we tempted to lose hope, loving him when he seems so distant from us. At my lowest point, God is my hope. And at my darkest point, he's my light. At my weakest, he's my strength. And at my saddest, he's my comforter. We need to acknowledge and just give God, you know, reverence for who he is. I thank God, because when I was thinking about my 7-Up title, Shut Up, and how he was teaching me how to shut up, you know, there was a young lady that used to do things. She let the devil use her every now and then. Even though she has a strong, mighty calling on her life, she would fall victim to letting the devil use her. And she told me 2 weeks ago, she came to my house in tears because she wasn't speaking to me around the first of this pandemic. She stopped speaking to me for 2 weeks because I told her, if you're not going to social distance yourself, then I'm going to quarantine from you, you know, for a couple of weeks. And she got angry. But she came to my house in tears because the Holy Spirit, that's the same young lady the Holy Spirit was working on. And she said, every time I say something mean to you, you say something sweet back to me. She said, and at the time when the devil was using me, it would get on her. It would hurt her more that I said something godly and sweet than if I had said something back negative and nasty. But, you know, God had taught me to shut up. That same young lady, Tuesday, when the Holy Spirit was all over her, told her, she's your mother figure. She's your spiritual mother figure, and you take care of her. And, I mean, this young lady has come in here. She did my hair for Mother's Day. She cleaned my house. She cooked me dinner. She bought on Friday, I've been having shortness of breath. And on Friday, I woke up short of breath, and I said, God, what is this? Please tell me. And the Holy Spirit said, signs of congestive heart failure. And I said, okay. And Thursday, I had been looking at the compression boots that you wear when you have lymphedema, because I have lymphedema in my left leg. I have it in both legs, but my left leg is really bad. And I have poor circulation in both legs. So I said, I woke up Friday morning, I said, God, I'm going to get these lymphedema circulation boots, because that's for my health. I don't care how much it costs, I'm going to do it. And that same young lady called me while I was sitting on the side of the bed, 8 o'clock in the morning. She said, those boots that you was looking at yesterday on your phone, I said, yeah. She said, I already bought them for you. I didn't even have to go on Amazon and buy them because he already did it. And I thank you. I thank you, Lord, because I shut up and I let him handle it, because I carry myself no credit for me, because this is all God. But I thank him. So we need to be figuring out what we can do at this time so that God gets the glory and these people, God's coming back. We need to find these souls that are lost, and we need to be examples for them. We need to be examples for them. And I'm looking for somebody to share something with me tonight and just add to my encouragement, because truly, truly I am encouraged when I hear other people's testimonies of him doing things in their lives, because it just lets me know if he did it for you, he will do it for me. My daughter, who ran away last Wednesday and I hadn't seen her in a week, she came to church Friday. She walked. She said, Mom, I walked. She said, our church started at 7:30. She started walking through the city at 3 p.m. And she got to the church just as my pastor pulled up to unlock it for service. God is working on her. He told me I got her and I got the situation. And she showed up at church on Friday night. And not only did she show up, she gave a word, because Friday night was our BYOW night, which means bring your own word, which means it's free to the audience to either give a short word for 10 minutes or testify. And she came and brought some boys off the street with her. She brought a young man with her off the street, and she was there. They walked together. That's purpose. And she said, I know I'm not in the place I'm supposed to be, but I feel like I need to be here. And she wanted to give her word. That was God. That's a testimony for me all over again, because I pray daily, God, touch her heart, soften her heart, give her a mind, renew her mind, so she'll want to be seeking you and living for you. She came to church Friday. She called me this morning and asked me to pick her up this morning to go to church, but I happened to be in the wrong location of where she was, so she got left this morning. But she made her way, and she said she don't even want to be in the streets no more. The enemy ain't let her go yet, but I see that God is doing just what he said he is doing in her life. Today she said, Mom, I'm not smoking no more. I'm trying not to curse. I mean, of course, these are things that she should never be doing anyway. But when the enemy got you, this is stuff that you're going to do because that's part of his setup. But I can see God working and dealing in her. I am elated that God thinks enough of me, who is not even worthy to answer all my prayers. I thank him for that. That child came to the church and said she had a word. And I thank you, God. My son came to church with me today that I've been trying to get to come to church. I thank you, God. It didn't have nothing to do with Mother's Day, I'm sure. But thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. You know, my grandkids, they worship. My daughter's car broke down on me Sunday before last in the middle of the street, and I got to praying, and all of my grands, which are 3, 4, and 1, started praying in the van with me, and that van started right up. I'm telling you, prayer, belief factor, because if you don't believe it, it ain't going to happen anyway. You shall have what you believe, and you shall have what you say, but speak it. Speak it out loud. I am just totally, totally overwhelmed with God's graciousness in my life and for answering my prayers. I want to open up the floor for somebody to call in and say something to me, because he ain't just keeping me. He not just blessing me. I know it. Because if you listening to me, you in the number of the blessings. So I just want you to share, because it's not robbery to bless God and tell what he has done for you. And I'm just excited about it. I've been thinking all day, God, I didn't sit down and get a word or a sermon, but I just said, God, we just need to talk. We need to just talk about you. Talk about your goodness. Talk about how you ain't never left us. how we ain't missed a meal. I've been able to pay my bills. You know, how about I went to Bible study on Tuesday and my pastor gave me his car. I ain't had to pay a dime. So I came home last Tuesday night with a vehicle. I thank you, God. He is opening doors. He is making ways. My mother is in Pennsylvania. She is well. She is alive. She is blessed. And she told me this morning, I thank God every day for you. And that was a blessing. I thank God because these are small things that people take for granted every day. I don't take it for granted. I thank you, Lord. If I got to be the only one to tell you thank you, I'm going to thank you. So I thank you, Lord. He is just worthy, and we aren't. And he's still in our mess. Keep blessing. I'm telling you, I wouldn't have it no other way. Like I tell my kids, you're going to go through stuff in life, whether you got God or not. But why not go through with God? Why not make it easier? You know, why not? If I'm going to go through, I'm going to go through with the one I know can take me on through. So I'm just overjoyed. I don't even know how to explain it to you all. I'm blessed. And I am blessed. Let me share, well, I'm going to keep sharing little things that God gave me. It's a spring clean, sweep through prayer. You know, Father, thank you for a new season, a new day, a fresh new blessing blowing my way. I sweep away worry, doubt, and complaining and fear. I used to tell everybody, fear is like light and darkness. They can't stay together. If you go in a dark room and flick the switch, light instantly comes and dark instantly leaves. So the same thing is with fear. If you have faith and fear shows up, faith goes out the window. Faith has no way to stay there as long as fear is. And I thank God that he gives me that peace that I can lay down at night. I'm not worried about coronavirus. I'm not worried about where my next meal coming from. I'm not worried about anything. And I thank God that he gives me that peace. He gives me that sound mind to rest in him. When he say rest in him, he mean fully rest in him. When my daughter was in the streets and I had access to her messenger, I had her logged into my phone on messenger so I was able to see who she was talking to and when she was talking to him. And I had a small peace because I knew she was safe, she alive. But one day she didn't answer her messenger messages for like 4 days, and I started panicking. Oh, God, is she dead? Oh, God, is she sick? Is she somewhere overdosed? Is she this? And the Holy Spirit told me, you getting your peace from what you see, but now you can't see nothing. So now what? And I said, well, God, I ain't got no choice but to trust you now. And just 2 days ago, my aunt said, well, you still looking on her Facebook. You still looking on her messenger. So you still ain't truly gave her all the way to him. And I said, God, I don't know how to let the messenger go and not look and see what's going on with her. How about yesterday? Her messenger just zapped off my phone out of nowhere. It just logged off, and I lost it. And I didn't have a password to log back on. I said, won't he do it? He said, trust me. It's like a candle was there and he just blew it out. Now what you see? Trust me. He's teaching me to trust him. He's teaching me to shut up. He's teaching me to be still. He's teaching me to listen for instructions. And I thank God for that because I need that in this day and age. I need that. I thank God for my correction and for the shut up. So, you know, we all going to go through things. People going to do things to us. People going to say things to us. People are going to treat us in certain ways. But hold your peace and let God fight your battles. He will fight your battles. He does fight your battles. You know, no matter what you face in life, don't let go of his hand. He got you. Don't lose hope when everything happens for a reason. You never know what tomorrow going to bring. Hold on. You know, people waiting on God to heal the land, and take this virus away. But God waiting on people to repent and turn from their wicked ways. You want something, I want something too. I don't know why it seems so hard, but the saints ought to be making that example. The saints ought to be making that example of what we're supposed to be doing. Because I'm telling you, Second Chronicles is not talking to the world. Second Chronicles is talking to us, the believers, the preachers, the teachers, the apostles, the ministers, the saved folks. He is talking to us when he said, turn from your wicked ways. That means if he's talking to the church folks, he said, turn from your wicked ways. He know we got some wicked ways. So he waiting on us to repent and turn. And then we're going to see change. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. You know, God is saying, don't worry. You're worrying too much. Remember me. Nothing's too hard for me. You know, you might not see it, but everything will work out in the end. Everything will work out in the end, but you got to believe and trust him and spread the word. If you get busy with doing God's business, seeking souls for his kingdom, he going to handle all your business. You ain't going to have to worry about none of the stuff that you're worrying about. If you handling his business, he's going to handle yours. And I learned that a couple of years ago. God is so awesome, and we just have to get on task and learn our role. Don't focus on what you're going through. Focus on what God is doing through what you're going through. So I'm just at awe with what's going on and how he's changing lives and how he's bringing us through. You know, they say this is our new norm. This don't have to be our new norm. I don't know if it's a new norm or not, but as long as God keeps taking care of me, that's all that matters. And I thank him. I thank him. You know, faith is the bridge where between where you are and the place that God's taking you. That faith walk. Faith is blind. You got to walk that out. He can do anything. And I am such an example and a believer of that, because he has just shown me in the last couple of months since November, God has shown me great and mighty works. And I mean, they only getting better. He said that 2020 was going to be a change, but we didn't know what kind of change he was talking about. But are you trusting him through the change? We don't have to know everything. God ain't going to tell us everything. We just going to have to trust him. And I hope that what I'm saying to somebody, maybe somebody don't know how to trust him. Maybe somebody thought they were trusting him and really weren't, like I did. I thought I was really trusting God. I believed, I said it with my mouth, and I meant it in my head because I believe it, but my heart said, I ain't in that yet. And he had to show me my heart wasn't connected to my mind thought pattern and my lips. They have to line up. And when they line up, great things, greater things. He's greater than my struggles and my doubts and all my insecurities and my fears. As a matter of fact, I try not to even have no fear. You know, God is awesome. He knows exactly what to do for each individual to get them to the place they need to be, something we don't have any knowledge of, but he is awesome. Yep. He's not one of the ways. He's not the best way of several ways. He's the only way, and I wouldn't try it without him to save my life. I thank him. I thank him. So I'm hoping that somebody out there feels the same way or gets some knowledge out of this, or, you know, say something on Jesus' behalf. You know, I was looking at Facebook last week, and I saw a young lady who had a sincere repentance cry when she said that God saved her from a car wreck, and she clearly had the right of way, and the truck was speeding and came through the red light. And she said God stopped her car. God is showing himself through this pandemic. People home ain't got nowhere to go, ain't got nothing to do, and they all over social media. So he putting stuff on social media. He putting testimonies on social media for you to see them. I was sitting there in tears because clearly this young lady was not living a godly life, and she knew it. And when she was leaving Walmart, she said she was driving, doing at least 60. And her car shut down. Her car shut completely down in the middle of the street, which stopped the accident. And she said she stopped, and she was crying, and she had to get herself together. She had shakes, and she was just nervous. And by the time she started riding again, she looked down at her phone, and she looked back up, and a car was in her lane coming straight at her, and both of them was doing about 60. And she said it wasn't no way that they wasn't going to hit. She said, but it was no accident. Nothing took place. And I mean, this young lady cried the cry. You could tell a sincere repentance cry. And she said, but if you don't believe in God, I'm telling you today. She said things had to change in her life, and I believe she was speaking about her lifestyle. She said things after today is changing. God will do whatever he needs to do to reveal himself and show himself to you worthy of approval, worthy in his word, worthy to his promises. He will show you. And the unbelievers is coming in. The unbelievers, he is showing the unbelievers, and they are coming in. And the people that's been sitting here in the church mad because the believers is coming in and doing the things that they should have been doing, and they just sitting there not doing them. He will use who he want to use. He don't need us, for sure. We need him. And I just want to thank God. I thank him because I want him to use me in any way he can. When somebody need me, call me, or if I see somebody say something out the way on social media and I feel like I can help them, I will inbox them. I will call them if we have phone numbers. I want to be that one that says, that makes the difference, that says, you know, he did it for me. And he loves you too. He ain't going to do it for me and not do it for you. Be it unto your faith. Because I can believe for you all day long, but if you don't believe. But I want to be that willing vessel. I want to be that worker bee that says, you know, God is here. I don't know what more he got to do to show us. But I thank God that he is Lord of Lords in my life and King of Kings, and he reigns supreme. He has proven himself to me over and over and over and over again, irregardless to my shortcomings and my fallings and my failures. He has proven himself Lord of Lords, King of Kings, and I bless his holy name for that. I thank him for that. I wanted to say, you know, anybody out there listening that want to log on to Kingdom Purpose, we can be found at www.blogtalkradio.com/Kingdom Purpose Kingdom. And the phone number that you can call in on is 319-527-6091 if you're on the blog, or 323-870-4174. And I just urge you to call in and step up and be that voice, be that willing vessel for God. Watch him work in your life. You know, I'm going to take time out while I still have time. I want to take time out, and if I don't have any callers or anybody that wants to call in and say anything, I do want to explain about salvation, the salvation call, and give a call of salvation to someone out there that may want to say, hey, I want to try your Lord. I want to try your Jesus. The salvation call is just a sinner's prayer, also consecration prayer, or, you know, the repentance prayer. Different call. It's called different things, but it's all the same thing. But it's prayed by an individual who feels convicted of the presence of sin in their lives and have the desire to form or renew a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ. That's a repentance prayer. if you don't do a repentance prayer, he's not hearing none of the other prayers. And so our repentance prayer is very important. And for in Romans 10:10-13, it's for with the heart, which is your core being, that's your deepest inner being, your core being, man believes unto righteousness and walk, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So confess your sins to God. Tell him you're godly sorry. But then you can't just tell him you're godly sorry. You got to turn from. Don't do a 380, because you're going to be right back where you started at. That's a full circle. You got to do a 160. And for the scriptures say, if whosoever believe on him shall not be ashamed, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if you do that within your heart and mean it, you'll be saved. When he cracked that sky, you're going to be with him. And it don't matter if you came in at the last hour when he comes, or if you've been traveling with him for 50 years. If you in, you in. And it's all one. So repent and say that prayer from your heart, you know, that you want to be saved and you want to change your life. And then do it. Turn. And that's what a lot of us have to do. Even some saints have things going on in their life that they have to repent for. Repent and turn. And so I just want to put that out there for whoever needs that, the prayer, the repentance prayer, and the call of salvation, so that we can all be in that number when he comes back and return again. I thank y'all for listening to me. I'm sad I was the only one that had something to say about God. But I thank y'all for listening to me, because every time my opportunity comes up, I'm going to have something else to say about God. Because from this time to the next time, I know he's going to do great things for not only me, but for you. So I'm not sure why nobody wants to say anything about what he's done, but I will take the floor and say it for you. I implore you to do it. Seek him. Seek souls. Those of us that have ministries, seek those souls. This ain't a time for us to just be in our salvation and just sit on it. We're supposed to seek souls and edify God. And I thank you. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Brother Robert, you have announcements at this time?
Yes, real quickly, I'll go ahead and do the announcements. And I really do like to tell you that you do have a caller that wants to chime in.
Okay.
Actually, he got two that want
okay,
to chime in.
Okay.
So I'm going to just go ahead and real quickly do the announcements, and then we'll go ahead and bring those callers on. If
yes,
you
sir.
Said the prayer of salvation. You know, we express that, you know, you seek out a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary that limits you in the Word of Christ. And if you can't find that sanctuary, you can come here at Purpose Kingdom, where we broadcast almost each and every night, where we broadcast a night of ministry, where you can, until you feel comfortable finding that home sanctuary, you can come here, you know, each and every night that we're broadcasting and get a word of praise. You want to contact us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can contact us here at PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com, where you can see your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We gladly honor that. Also, we're on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. And we're also on anywhere that podcasts are broadcasted. And you can just simply type in Purpose Kingdom and hit the follow button. And that way you won't miss a single episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. And we thank you so much for those who choose to do so. Also, we invite you to like us on our Facebook page at Purpose Kingdom, where you can just simply see some of our upcoming shows and advertisements. And feel free to share with a friend or family member. We're broadcasting on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. And anytime you want to hear any of our past or previous shows, you can go to just type in the show name or the host name. You can hear that show in its entirety at your convenience. And as always, don't forget to share with a friend or family member. Well, guys, we want God's blessing. We're going to be broadcasting at the 8 p.m. hour tomorrow night with Roundtable Ministries. That's right, we're back. Roundtable Ministries. Well, guys, want God's blessing. We're going to be broadcasting the 9 p.m. The 8 p.m. hour, sorry. Don't forget to note the time, 8 p.m. And it's going to be Roundtable Ministries. And please feel free to join in tomorrow evening at the 8 p.m. hour. And with that being said, this is going to be the end of the announcements. And we just like to thank each and every one of you for calling in and listening via online. No matter where in the world you're listening to us, we thank you and appreciate you for your listenership. And Sister Mary, I'm going to turn the show back over your hands, and I'm going to bring your callers on.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hello, Carl, you're on. Can you hear us?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Hello.
I'm blessed.
Yes, ma'am. I'm blessed. How are you?
Yes, I'm fine. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, sweetheart. Same to you.
Well, I just wanted to say I was listening and I was, you know, I'm really enjoying the show. And this pandemic, it kind of like took over me. I already suffer from anxiety and depression. And like, I literally wouldn't go out my house. I was sending my kids to the store. And my dad, I found out he had the coronavirus. And they had a balloon let off for my brother who passed away years ago on the 7th, and he had came down. He didn't come in my house. He stood, you know, way across the street. And when I seen him and his spirit, I'm like, it just changed, like, my whole aspect of it. And I'm like, from this point on, I'm not going to let this fear cripple me. Because my dad is ready to go back to work now. I'm like, Dad, look, relax. Like, cause he's the type of person he is. He's just a outgoing, like, he can't, you're a busybody. He don't let nothing get him down. And when I seen him, I was just astounded, like, how he was just so, like, his spirit. It changed, you know, how I was feeling.
Yeah.
Because it really did something to me, because I never in life, like, we've been through some stuff, but I never in life experienced nothing like this.
Yeah.
Okay, but let me share this with you. Don't fear, because fear is not of God. And I'm saying it because I felt it. With, you know, through the things that I've been going through, but you have to catch yourself and say, I trust God, and you can't have fear and trust God at the same time. And when you let go and trust Him, then everything turns around. It will turn around. Because I couldn't catch a good breath of air, and the enemy tried to tell me I had corona. You know what? Listen to Byron Katie, the air I breathe. He is the air you breathe. If you go outside or if you don't go outside, he is the air you breathe.
And I tell people,
yeah,
you can get sick from staying in the house.
Exactly.
You do need some type of fresh air. You can get sick from staying in the house.
Let me tell you, if God keeps you, you won't be kept. That's period. If he don't keep you, you can't be kept.
That's right. When he says it's over, it's over.
I stress that.
And
I can't.
My dad really, I say he was, you know, he really changed me when I seen him and just seen him and his spirits. Now, when he first found out, you know, I could hear the nervousness in his voice and stuff like that, you know, that he was scared. He was but as time went on, and I guess he adapted to it because he also, you know, had some health issues and he had an infection in his mouth. So with all of that, you know, that
right.
probably, like, you know, set it off. But I praise God he didn't have to, you know, go to the hospital, you know, stay
yep.
in the hospital, be on a respirator or nothing. And my stepmom is a nurse. My stepsister is a nurse. And they took good care of him. And he's up and running.
That's right. It sounds like your dad let go and let God. That's what it sounds like he did to me.
Yes, he did.
That's the type
of man he is. He don't let nothing stop him. He's determined to get back to work.
But that's good.
Yes, he's determined to get back to work. But I know God is stretching me because for like the last month I've been having real bad anxiety. It's like, you know, certain people been, you know, trying to come back into my life. Like I had a friend today that I haven't seen in months came and brought me some roses and some candy. As I was going to my, I hear somebody knocking on my door. I'm like, hold up, don't nobody really even come visit me. Who is this? So when I went to the door, he was putting one of the roses in the mailbox. He was like, I didn't want to put them all in there and they die. So when he got me, he went to the car, got the roses, and got the candy. Now, this is a person that bounces back and forth. And I'm like, this is nothing but the enemy, you know, because what I've been going through for the last month and, you know, just I'm being tested right now.
Yep.
And uh-huh. I always say the devil doesn't come dressed in red. He comes dressed in people.
Yep. So true.
He comes dressed in people. So, you know, we just have to be aware of people. And, you know, they are ulterior motives. Some people have good motives, some don't.
Right.
You know, I don't know what this was about. Because, like I said, I haven't seen this person in a while. You know, maybe the pandemic changed them. I don't know. But it was just strange to me.
Yes. Well,
I mean, I appreciated the gift, but it was just strange. But, you know, like I said, my dad, you know, he kind of helped me, you know, get over my fear when I seen him. Because it was to the point, like, I was even scared to talk to him on the phone. It was like I was avoiding him.
Oh. But now you know to get rid of that fear.
Yeah, yep.
Now, get rid of that fear, sweetheart.
Because
that is definitely the trick of the enemy.
Yes, it is. Yes. I'm like, oh, my God. I called my stepmom yesterday. I was crying last night, and she was just listening to me, and I was just going through it. I was just going through a moment.
I hope that if you don't remember anything else from nothing I said, you remember that you ease that fear. As soon as you feel it gripping you, you replace it with faith. You say, this is what I do when I feel that fear stirring up. I say, God, help my unbelief and my doubt and help me. Help me to hold on and change it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you're acknowledging him and you're acknowledging that you're human. I tell God all the time, I'm human and I'm a mother. I have maternal feelings, but I don't want it to be looked upon as doubt. We're human, but get rid of that fear and watch God make a difference in your life. I promise you.
I'm for certain he will. But you can't pray and worry. You got to one or the other. And God don't want us, he didn't put us here to be fearful. Okay.
Know,
just praying and asking to keep, you know, keep giving me strength because I made myself sick. I wasn't eating, and I noticed I'm starting to get my appetite back. You know. He's working.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I will definitely ask God to help you with that fear and help you move past it so that you can see the greater.
And I greatly appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. What's your name?
Michelle.
Right. Well, I certainly am going to pray for you, Michelle, and your father and the rest of your family, and that we won't have fear. Because fear is going to hold us back.
Yes, ma'am.
And when you see him moving in your life, share it with the next man.
Yes.
Or woman,
up,
or boy.
I cooked dinner today. I cleaned. I couldn't even get out of bed. And I just felt so good to be independent. Like, I mean, I wore myself out today. And it made me feel good. And, you know, I'm just praying for me to have even more better days like this.
Yes. Well, that's my prayer for you too, Michelle. For sure. Amen. I hope to hear from you again on the show. Every night somebody's on. I'm on the second Sundays, but somebody is here to bless you, help you, pray for you, and give you a word every day.
Who are you talking to?
Okay.
Okay.
Hello?
Oh, okay. I just wanted to let you know I'm going back. Unmute your freaking self. I cannot hear you, woman.
Hello? 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 Are you there?
Praise the Lord, my sister.
Hello?
Praise the Lord, my sister. Praise the Lord.
Hey, sweetie. Come on.
How?
Bless me.
How?
I said, come
how
on
are?
And bless me. My. I'm great.
You know,
I'm great.
I was listening to you share your testimony. And as you completed your testimony, and I'm going to tell you, ain't nobody want to interrupt the testimony because you were giving some encouragement this evening. But when you said, I know it's somebody out there that wants to tell of the goodness of the Lord, somebody just wants to speak out for them. And I thought about that scripture when, and I believe it's in Luke. I don't know the exact location, but it's in the book of Luke. When Jesus was entering into Jerusalem and the people were praising him, and the Pharisees told him to make the people stop. And Jesus said, if you make them be silent, the very rocks will cry out. And I sat there, I said, you know what, let me pick you up and push one, because I don't need no rocks crying out for me. Because can't no rock tell about how good God has been for me and with me. Amen. So
yes.
I wanted to come on with two things. The first part of my praise report is because over this past week, God has had me just praying about different things, praying for different things, and truthfully a little bit longer than over the past week. And one of the things that God has had me praying about was, Lord, allow us to start hearing more recovery stories, because everybody is talking death, 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 death. And if it's all this death, there's got to be some recovery, because therefore, if it's not, the totals ain't matching up. The numbers not equaling out. So let us start hearing some more life. Allow the people to begin to receive a spirit of hope in the midst of all of this chaos that's going on around them. Because there's nothing worse than when your leadership is crazy. So, allow the people to have some hope in the midst of the chaos that's going on. And I've begun to hear more and more and more about people talking about recovery stories, and then for Sister Michelle to come on and talk about her dad and him recovering. I just bless and I praise God for that. My grandson did to go into the school so that he got chose to go into for kindergarten. I had to bless and praise God for that, because these were all the things that I had been praying for and praying about that nobody else knew that I had been praying about. A friend of mine was going up for a job, and they called to say that they had gotten the job, and nobody knew that we had been praying about this particular job. And it's just, I just keep looking at all the ways that God keeps blessing. And then even with, you know, you and I was talking earlier about what I went through yesterday, about the post that I had put up. And I said to you, you know, all I'm going to say to you about yesterday is that the enemy was busy all day long from the time I woke up to the time I went to sleep. But because I was obedient to what God was telling me to do in my spirit, when I tell you that just as crazy as yesterday was, that's how blessed today was. Or if you just believe, trust God, you have to expect God to do what his word says he's going to do. I always go back to my grandson on Christmas Eve 2 years ago when he first realized, still not understanding about Christmas, but because of all of the chatter he was hearing at school and he was hearing throughout the family and in the neighborhood, he just knew something was going to happen. And he was so excited because he knew something was going to happen. And Christmas Eve night, he would not go to sleep because he knew something was going to happen. And I said, "Boy, what's wrong?" He said, "Gangty, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know when it's going to happen. I don't know how it's going to happen. I just know that something is supposed to happen tonight." That's how we got to be with God. That's where I've gotten to with God. That's why I was just blessing God when you was talking about not just having faith with your mouth, but standing totally on faith. And standing totally on faith ain't always comfortable. It hurts.
Nope.
It will cost you people. It will cost you relationships. It will cost you positions and titles. But I promise you, if you stand totally on faith, God will show up and show out for you each and every single time. And I'm not saying that just because that's what the word say he's going to do. I'm telling you because that's what he did in my life.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what he did in my life.
Yes, ma'am.
So I come on and just give a shout out to the goodness of God just in what he is doing and the expectation that we have to have. Because if you're not expecting him to do it, he don't have to do it.
If we're not expecting him to do it, it's a waste of time.
Right. That's the whole
thing.
What
you praying for if you ain't looking for it?
That's the whole thing. I love that story. It was you who told the story about the town.
About
that
the old mother.
And the pastor said to the church, "Bring the whole town out because we're going to come together. We're going to have revival. We're coming together tonight to pray for rain." And the whole town came together. One mother brought an umbrella. And the people was like, "Well, mother, it ain't rained for months. Why you got an umbrella?" Said, "Because I'm expecting it to be raining when we finish praying."
Hello.
See,
not
I know
tomorrow.
The problem. I done brought it to Jesus, and now I'm expecting a change. And this is the part I like. She wasn't expecting the change a couple of days from now or a week from now. She is expecting the change. By the time I get up off my knees, I'm expecting there to be a difference, a shift, a change in the atmosphere.
Already gone.
Yes,
ma'am.
And I'm trying to tell you, if we expect him, he going to do it. I just want to thank you. We are in our archives. I'm thank you for allowing me to give my testimony, and the ministry
ma'am.
Is back in your hand.
Well, I'm done. I just want to give God glory and thank everybody for hearing me. I want to thank God for giving me breath that I could have the opportunity to even just bless his name, because he is so worthy. And like I say all the time, I am not worthy of any of it, but I'm a point. Like my pastor always say, when somebody compliments you with something in the kingdom, point the way. The way is Jesus. So it ain't nothing with me. It's all him. And I just thank God for even being an available vessel, a willing, available vessel for him. And I thank y'all. And I pray that God just take us on into the next show and bless us again in his name. I love y'all. Good night. Iron sharpens iron, y'all.
Jesus led.
He raised me. I will not lose. He saved me. I will not lose. Set me free. I will not lose.
Never want to see me down. I will not lose.